Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the pajama party. I'm Manuel's Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir, darling. Ooh. Happy Thanksgiving day after.
Yeah. Mm. Is it a day that's called that?
I don't know. Happy post. Is that what it is? Happy post Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that what it's called?
Just happy Friday. How about that?
Okay. But it is happy post-Thanksgiving
day. It's good to be in the neighborhood, is it?
I know I got my turkey on.
Okay. Yeah, I did, too. It was pretty good. How about you, Papa?
Yeah, definitely.
Woo! Turkey for days.
I know. But you know what? I didn't even eat that much turkey. For some reason.
You know what? I didn't either, but it was good. The little bit I had was good.
Yeah, I was eating other things. I don't know, different things.
Oh, you were eating other things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, eating other things.
Stop that right there. We might have some youngins listening tonight.
Oh, this is adults only.
Stop all that noise.
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let it be.
Let it be. I like that one.
All right, shall we get into it?
We're going to get into it already?
I mean, what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to talk trash?
Oh, we can talk about those other things you were eating.
Whatever. Bobby, you kind of quiet tonight. What's going on with you?
I'm just listening.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hey, we can talk about some other things. What you want to do?
Okay. No, we're going to get into this because you're going to start messing with me now.
Okay. Well, what's going on for tonight?
Okay. Our hot topics. They're sizzling off the page. Hot topics. Alabama Supreme Court upholds a Confederate monument. Also, black federal judge strikes crucial blow. And finally, free after wrongful conviction. Okay. Our hidden and quitted headlines. This is crazy. Vomit fraud with Uber and Lyft?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Mm-mm-mm. Interested to find out what that's about. Twitter bans DOP rival. Also, New York State legislator bans purity exams.
Okay.
T.I. the rapper. What's poppin' with Papa Didi? He's going to talk about some things. Our weird news. Check this out. Cats to be put on leashes to protect wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Also, Florida dog drives in reverse. That sounds like a commercial. I've seen some commercials.
We got cats and dogs.
Yep.
Okay.
And Alaska man arrested after drugs found in goat's guts. Okay. I'm glad I don't have that story. I'm just saying with red wine, I have enough emotions. Living for the City with Papa Didi. Another surprise, my Hollywood wrap-up. I got quite a bit tonight. Cocktail of the week is Unrequited Love Punch.
Ooh.
I'll get into that. I'll tell you guys what that
means. That's like Love Potion number 9.
Kind of, sort of, but on one side.
Oh, okay.
The Kiss It List and the Last Words. So sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail, and we'll be back with the hot topics.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. One Hills Papa DJ. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darling. Comment allez-vous?
Ima.
Oh, yeah.
All right. French guy been around the holiday, I guess, huh?
I suppose.
Nope.
Turkey and stuff.
Gobble.
Mm.
All right, let's get right into it then. I got the first one here. Alabama Supreme Court upholds Confederate monument law.
Mm.
The Alabama Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the city of Birmingham violated Alabama's monument protection law when it placed a plywood screen around a Confederate monument in a downtown park. This was, 2 years ago? Come on.
What, to protect it?
I guess, according to the NPR, the 9-0 ruling by Alabama's High Court reversed a ruling by the lower Jefferson Court, ruling that that was favorable to the city in January.
Hmm.
Okay, in that decision, Judge Michael Graffio, Michael Graffio, deemed the state's protection law as ambiguous and violated the majority black city's right to be free speech. Huh? This is getting out of hand here.
So the statue is violating free speech of black people?
That's what it sounds like to me. The city of Birmingham acted unlawfully when it erected barriers to obstruct the view of the 114-year-old Confederate soldiers. Oh, and Sailor's Monument in Lynn Park.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people are trying to hide that it's a Confederate statue.
Oh, okay.
So to speak, I guess. So we are strongly disappointed with the ruling of the Alabama Supreme Court. This ruling appears to be less about the rule of law and more about politics. Okay. We're carefully reviewing the opinion to determine our next step, but clearly the citizens of Birmingham should have the final decision about what happens with the monument. Okay. While the law doesn't specifically mention Confederate monuments, it just so happens to be enacted as some southern states and cities began removing monuments, I remember that,
mm-hmm.
and emblems of the Confederacy because they are considered symbols of racism and slavery. It sounds like maybe some unauthorized group put, you know, covered this Confederate statue.
So what are they saying? They think they have they're saying that they have a right to display these Confederate statues, even though it's a blatant sign of racism?
But I guess over time, people have seen that it is. I mean, back in that time era, you know, they didn't see it as being that. They could have, but, you know, it's always what white laws we
what
have.
What are talking about now?
I know, but we didn't have no say so back then. But so now, I guess we're making noise.
Okay.
What you think, Bob? Is that what you're thinking? That they folks are making noise now?
Yeah, pretty much. That's really the to move on that one. I think it always gets like that when it comes to things being changed and things like that. Everybody's like, thinks their opinion is the strongest. You know, these statues shouldn't have been erected from the beginning.
Yeah, but back then it was quote unquote white laws. Blacks really didn't have too much to say.
Well,
they
never thought it was going to come around to that, but you really can't celebrate a losing team, you know, is what it boils down to. You know, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. You know, we don't care what happened to
the second place team.
Exactly. Who cares? Look how many times the Buffalo Bills lost in the Super Bowl. Those 4 consecutive years.
Mm-hmm.
That guy Norwood missed the field goal that one year. That was they were famous for that year. But that was actually the climax of them losing the Super Bowl 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Kelly and all them guys, the Buffalo Bills, Thurman, Andre Reed, they were all Bruce Smith. They're all in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
they were fantastic players, but they never won the Super Bowl. Lost 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows about the Buffalo Bills unless you tell them about them. So,
mm-hmm.
And the same with this situation here. You know, the Civil War, you know, once people got old enough to think that they were free a little bit, they had to speak on it. They said, I know this person. Some people are living. We were living when Martin Luther King was killed. You know, mm-hmm. We may have been younger, but at least we know, as opposed to somebody that was just born in the year 2000 or 1997, 98. All they could do was read about Martin Luther King. But, you know, for people to actually witness it, and people older than us that were living when he was living, for sure. So they know. The word gets out when people get older. Mm-hmm. They say, nah, that guy, they tell people, mm-hmm. this guy was a villain. We shouldn't be celebrating him. Mm-hmm. That's how the dialogue gets started. By an old guy in a nursing home that says that statue on, he's 101 years old, that statue down on 125th Street shouldn't be there, you know.
But I didn't, let me finish this part. It says the Alabama, of course, folks in the South will make their own laws. Alabama Memorial Preservation Act prohibits relocating, removing, altering, or renaming public buildings, streets, and memorials that have been standing for more than 40 years.
What kind of mess is that?
I know. Bunch of crap.
Well, the crap is having to get grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right. It still doesn't make
it
right.
So they're saying if it's been here for 40 years,
right, you can't
even
do
if it
shit
is
about
wrong,
it.
It's two left
right,
shoes.
You can't do shit about it.
Exactly.
Right.
If it got here for 40 years and it stood that
but,
long, tough.
But here we go again. You got to get to your lawmakers, people who are making these laws and this and that, to change things. I mean,
but 40
know.
Years ago in Alabama, even if black people
different.
Had gotten together
yeah.
and made noise, it
yeah.
wouldn't have gone anywhere.
But stuff was so different back 40 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It wouldn't have gone anywhere.
So that's what I'm saying. The laws have to reflect what's going on now. And a lot of laws in
so
these southern states.
So what's the name of this organization I need to put on
a
the
A lot of laws in these southern states do not reflect what's going on now.
No, they don't.
This is the Alabama Supreme Court.
Oh. No, I'm talking about the one. Oh, that's who put that ruling together that say if it stands for
Alabama
years?
Memorial Preservation Act. That's
it's
what that is.
That.
It's still Alabama lawmakers. They making a law.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it,
it's that.
Because that department is just in charge of statutes.
Right.
So they're going to give it the rights and everything.
Right.
But other people got to speak up.
Right, a bunch of damn Republicans.
But that can still be changed. That was an act. That means that that took a vote.
Right, sure.
So all they
changed.
Have to do
sure.
is to change that.
Yeah.
So why are they acting like, oh, it's an act. We can't, it's nothing we can do. Our
right.
hands are tied. They're full of crap.
Like I said, to me, the laws need to change every 40 or 50 years because you need to change with the time.
Well, exactly. I was going to say it's not even about a time period. The laws need to change with the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where necessary, but... All right.
All right.
Well, speaking of laws, a black federal judge has ruled against a situation regarding Trump and this absolute immunity claim. And basically what she said is that a president is not a king. Now, this is a black female judge. She's a federal district judge. Her name is Judge Ketanji.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm pronouncing it right. Ketanji. Ketanji Brown Jackson
mm-hmm.
said that former White House counsel Don McGahn must obey a subpoena to testify before Congress. So he's been subpoenaed, but he's been saying, no, I'm not testifying, and the White House has told him he doesn't have to testify. So that's what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this subpoena was issued back in April,
mm-hmm.
and it came from the House Judiciary Committee as part of the investigation into possible obstruction of justice by 45.
Mm-hmm.
But according to NBC News, when they reported about her decision, the judge that is, Jackson rejected a key argument put forward by the Justice Department in defense of the Trump administration
mm-hmm.
that says that the former advisor to the president, McGahn, is absolutely immune to demands to appear before Congress. So that's what the White House is saying. He's immune. And the judge is saying, no, nah, he's not immune.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to show up and testify.
Mm-hmm.
So NBC News was reporting and saying that it's clear, and this is what Ms. Jackson Brown Jackson said,
mm-hmm.
it is clear to this court for the reasons explained above with respect to senior-level presidential aides that absolute immunity from compelled congressional process simply does not exist. Presidents are not kings, she added. This means that they do not have subjects bound by loyalty or blood whose destiny they are entitled to control. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a king, and you don't have subjects that you control and say, no, you're immune, you don't have to testify. So it goes on to say that McCain can invoke executive privilege where appropriate during his testimony, but you can't just exclude all testimony and say, nah, I'm not coming. White House said I don't have to. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
So this black female judge said, yeah, you will. You're not going to
right.
ignore
know,
this
bro.
Subpoena. You need to get on.
To appear.
Yeah, you have to appear.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good.
You know, we're going to see what happens. But, you know, people are trying to, the House Judiciary Democrats were urging her to, you know, make a decision quickly because they wanted to get this thing moving.
Right.
So once she ruled, you know, now the White House, I guess, is dragging their feet, acting like they're still trying to decide.
Right.
And she's like, there's no decision. This is not like a monarchy. This is not the United Kingdom. We're not in England. You're not a king.
Wow.
So you need to come on and get the getting.
Right.
When they call you up to testify, show up and answer your questions.
Oh, that's right. Whoop, there it is. Okay.
Yep, that's all I'm saying.
That's it.
I said, sister handle her business.
That's what you're saying, huh?
That's what I'm saying. The sister handled her business.
Mm-hmm.
She said, look, I'm a judge, and the law says this is what you need to do, so do what you need to do.
Right.
Stop playing these games.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like that new show that comes on. I forgot her name. She's a black lawyer, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what it's
All
called.
All Rise or something. All
Rise.
Yeah.
That's it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, we'll move on. What you got for us, Parker?
Oh, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this story really got me. This is called Finally Free After Wrongfully Accused for 36 Years.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness, if you wait that long, then you already did the time for any crime other than murder, I guess. But, Alfred Chestnut knew that he was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
After more than 38 years behind bars, he had faith that he could convince others to see it too. Now, thanks to in part the efforts of other people involved, he and Andrew Stewart and Ransom Watson all wrongfully
mm-hmm.
convicted of a 1983 murder of a 14-year-old Baltimore boy are free men. Now, it's just
83?
These people.
Jesus.
Yeah, they've been in jail since 1983. Didn't see the light of day. And Baltimore doesn't have any compensation laws. So they didn't.
Are you serious? So
they didn't,
no, they just basically say, my bad.
Yeah, well the little young prosecutor, you know, the little young girl was on with the CBS that got bombed up and all, you know, she was saying she was going to give something out of the deal, but there's no laws in place for that.
That's messed up.
But maybe they'll be able to sue on civil rights. You know, there might be some wiggle room with that.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I mean,
that's a long time to be in jail for something you did not 36 do.
36 years?
30, what'd you say, 38, 36?
36 years, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's like all of your. So they went in there as teenagers.
Yeah, pretty much.
How old is the man?
They must be, what, 40, 50, something?
Let's see. It doesn't elaborate on their age, but this happened back in 83, so. Which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
83 was a whole nother time.
Well, if they were teenagers and they've been in there for 30. 35, 36
years.
Years. They got to be at least late 40s by now.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Yeah, they should be able to get some of the civil rights. But most states, they have some type of fund, like if they get sued or something like that.
But it's interesting that you're saying that Baltimore does not have that.
Mm-hmm. That's what it said.
Yeah.
What's the state attorney in Baltimore? What's her name? Mosby? Is that her name?
Mosley?
Ooh, a young girl.
I think she's too young.
She was on a press conference.
Oh, okay.
Talking about it. She's still there. She looks a little older now, but
mm-hmm.
she's not a little baby face like she did before.
That was the one that was trying the guy that got killed.
Freddie
Gray.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were trying to.
She lost all accounts on that one, too. So.
They were trying to oust her out.
Mm.
After. Cause
why? Because she was pushing for justice.
It was cops she was trying to convince.
That's why they didn't like it.
And the blue wall of silence just was too much for her, and it took her down. Mm. She had to back off.
Because they backed off.
That's
crazy.
A mess.
I know. But I think they thought they won't get him on something else. Well, he didn't work out that way.
That's a long time to be sitting up in a jail for something you know that you did not do.
What's that black lawyer's name? That homeboy get involved. The one that did the little boy, Trayvon Martin.
Oh.
Let him get involved.
Mm-hmm.
They going to get something. You know.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, it's still raw.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I'm sure they got their evidence and everything in order.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really messed up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sorry to hear that, but I'm glad they finally got out.
Finally, yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, boy. If you guys got any questions or comments, give us a call. 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1 to get in the queue.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're coming right back with the Hit It and Quit It headline on the Pajama Party Show.
Living just enough. Just enough for the shit
take. Okay, but why are we doing Stevie Wonder? I thought we were doing pajama party.
Well, I was talking about my little one of my segments of Living for the City.
Join the party.
Thank you,
ride
me.
That's
every
Friday night at 9. Pajama party. No
clothes allowed. Kettle and red wine stepping on my parade. I had the mic first. And they're coming in just trying to, you know.
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah, I'm
actually
going to sing.
I don't know
what
number call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, call us at
914-803-4306.
And press 1 to be put into the queue. And say what you have to say. You can read off what we're talking about. Come up with a new subject of your own. We're free. We're liberal. We're easy. Eastern time, we're here at 9 p.m. Friday nights. That's 6 o'clock
West Coast.
And, maybe 7 o'clock in the mountains? Or in the,
yeah, 7 in the mountains.
Around Michigan.
Central.
Michigan and New Orleans and all that. We're like an hour back.
Yeah,
but 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
9:15
is BP
time.
BP time, 9:15.
Don't be late when you listen to us. It's
9 o'clock
on the dot.
That's right. Every Friday night.
We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. One of those Papa DJ. I'm with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir, darling.
Woohoo.
Great.
Oh, Lord. All right. Yeah, slice of pie would be nice.
Oh, is it still Thanksgiving?
Is it? All right.
It's time for the Hit It and Quit It headline.
You got one of them patty bell pies? Oh, start singing.
I got to do my arms.
Start flying away.
Fly away like Patty.
Mm-hmm.
She's flying all the way to the bank.
I know that's right. She got some other cakes and pies out there, too.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Patty.
Well, I don't mean to get off the subject of that. I don't want to talk about this, but vomit fraud with Uber in there.
Oh, boy.
Lord have mercy. Cleveland, the night before Thanksgiving is one of, if not the biggest night of the year, for local bars and people coming out to the holiday. But before you call the Uber or Lyft, you want to know about the vomit fraud. After a late night at the bars in Columbus, Plata said her two friends hopped into an Uber. She said during the ride there were no problems, but the next morning she noticed $80 for cleanup fee was on her account. I guess Uber had charged her the $80 for cleanup fee. She called Uber, and they were pretty rude. Oh, wow. And said Plata telling her that she was the one lying, I guess, about the vomit incident. The company sent her a picture of the supposed vomit Plata left behind, but she said there was one big problem. The interior of the car was tan, but the interior of the car she rode in was black.
Uh-oh.
Somebody lied. So Uber eventually refunded the charge, but Plata is not alone when it comes to this ride-sharing issue. Somebody else said, I got a notification 2 days later that I had been charged $100 for lift damages. This was in Indiana. She told us as a Lyft driver accused her of leaving a blood stain. Oh, my God.
They are wild.
Mm-hmm. It didn't really look like blood, but it looked like someone had spilled some coffee or juice. So when she reached out to Lyft, it cited that the driver and refused to give the lady her money back. Okay. There were hundreds of customers across the country that filed reports to several organizations, including the Better Business Bureau. Somebody by the name of Mark Castle from Florida said he was charged $100 for vomiting in the back of a Lyft. Wow. So around the U.S., the Better Business Bureau said vomit fraud complaints are on the rise. Man, you sure it's not a weird news? Wait a minute now. Passengers are claiming Lyft and Uber drivers wrongly charge them damage fees for things like scratches, food stains, and even dog feces. What?
What?
Oh, God. So it's certainly something that is relatively new that we're seeing, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau. She said there have been complaints about the supposed proof given by drivers. And one example was obviously false. They were able to determine by looking at the metadata on the picture that it was a picture taken in India, not even in the city where they had been
India.
Taking the ride.
That's crazy.
So if you get any of these false charges, report them immediately to Uber, Lyft, or Better Business Bureau. People are just trying to get paid more. That's ridiculous.
But how you going to just go after somebody once you got their information and just add another $80 and say, oh, that's because of the vomit you left in my car, when you know it didn't happen?
Trying to get more money, the driver.
That doesn't even make sense.
They probably made $20 or something. They might have made $20 that week, and they said, okay, I'm going to add this on so I can boost up my
earnings. I need another $80.
Yeah.
Let me add some fees.
And then, you know, a lot of times you can get a payout that day. You can get up to four or five payouts a day.
Mm.
So if they added the $80, they got that. They paid themselves out. Then they got the money.
So but, now you just got to argue and fight to get your refund if
right.
it was
but
incorrectly.
Uber, they will give it back to you because they want to keep that customer service.
Mm-hmm.
But that driver got it back. If they're taking it back from him, I don't know. See, that's the thing. Because, like, okay, he files that complaint, and he might have made $20 that day, but only $80. Oh, I got $100. I'm going to pay out.
Let me get mine while I can.
But I think it's harder from Uber and Lyft to get it from the driver than the customer. So they want to satisfy the customer
uh-huh.
and reimburse them. They'll complain to the driver later, or they can get it later. If they make a couple hundred dollars, shit, they might subtract it from that money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they might do.
That's wild.
That's messed up.
I mean, you should never be that desperate to get money.
Apparently, so they have found a niche where they can get in.
But that's just unethical.
Mm-hmm. But for them to have those complaints, the driver's a liar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's totally unethical.
You heard me when I said about the black interior and it was a brown interior or something, a beige.
Yeah, it's like you got a picture saying that I was in a vehicle I wasn't even in.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right.
Mm-mm. This is what they do.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
All right. Mm-hmm. What we got going on?
Looks like Twitter bans his GOP rival. of Representative Ayan Omar, who called for a lynching.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Yeah, that was a deep subject.
Gotta be in Alabama somewhere, down in the south somewhere, in Mississippi, Alabama.
No, she represents somewhere in the Midwest.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minneapolis. Okay, Twitter has banned a Republican candidate seeking to unseal Representative Ayan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, after she made making multiple posts about this is a female.
Ilhan is the Muslim.
No. The person whose Twitter was banned.
Oh, that's a female.
It's a female that's running against her. Her name is Danielle Stella.
Mm.
A vocal supporter for Donald Trump, your boy. She was vetting for the ability to run against her next year. She made remarks in two posts amplifying a racist conspiracy theory that Omar, one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress, shared sensitive intelligence with the Iranian government, which it wasn't true. So she's been spreading lies and rumors against her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess. You got to put her on a kissing list. Her name is Danielle Stella.
Danielle Stella?
Mm-hmm. You put down there next to an angry white woman.
Okay, got her. Danielle Stella. So they banned her Twitter account, huh?
Yeah, so she can't say anything on Twitter anymore.
Mm-mm. But she's calling for the lynching or murder or killing or something?
Yeah, she just was saying all kind of right stuff under, because she's a true Trump supporter. Trump is leading all these people down a garden path. He's putting stuff in their heads, and they're just...
They're crazy.
They're going with it.
Yeah, they are. They're crazy.
But they're not going to have that kind of luxury as he does. That's what people understand.
They can't get away with a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
He gets away because...
Oh, he almost gets away with murder.
He's got a spell on people's minds.
Well, he's protected because he's the president for right now. Well,
mm-hmm.
Not the president. Shit, maybe, you know.
Plus, he's got
change.
A spell. That's why he goes to different rallies every 2-3 weeks to keep people loving him.
He got to recharge his base.
Yeah. So, Neil's on stage with those different meetings and all. He's so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Yeah,
he talked different years. You see him at his conventions when he goes.
Yeah, he was on there cursing and stuff.
He
said,
yeah, person.
This whole impeachment thing is nothing but bullshit. I was like,
he was giving
out, really?
Out
him to be cussing.
He was giving out the red
that's
hats.
What you do with your
that's
rallies? I don't understand
make
that.
Make America great again. Hats, he was throwing them out in the audience.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He's so comfortable around his own people.
It's disgusting. I know.
That's your boy. I don't want to talk about him. Just saying.
And my boy.
Okay.
If he was my boy, I would have checked him a long time ago.
Right now.
I would have told him, look, you're acting a total fool. Go sit down.
Go sit down.
Sit down. I had somebody tell me recently, sit down.
Mm-mm.
It's my little grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
He patted on the seat and told me, sit down.
Sit down. Sit
I was
down.
Like, what? What? Okay. I said, I ain't going to argue. I'm going to just sit down.
Sit down. Sit down.
Anyway. Let's see. Speaking of some craziness, this particular story was, I think it was kind of kicked off because of your boy T.I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been telling everybody on social media and stuff how he takes his daughter to go and get these purity exams to make sure she's still a virgin.
T.I.
Yeah, T.I. The rapper, T.I. So now that it's become more public knowledge, a New York State lawmaker has introduced legislation this week that would ban doctors from performing or supervising virginity examinations, or also known as purity exams, after rapper T.I. boasted that he accompanies his daughter to a gynecologist every year to make sure she's still a virgin. And doctors perform these exams, typically checks to see whether a female patient's hymen is intact. Even though medical professionals do not consider it reliable to determine an indicator of past sexual activity. So they're saying that there's no medical scientific definition of virginity, which I find confusing. They're saying that the definition of virginity as we typically know it is based on social or religious constructs.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that it was defined as virginity meant someone who has not had sex. Now, if you want to argue over what does that mean, that's a whole different thing. But I thought, to me, that everybody understood the same definition,
mm-hmm.
that if you are a virgin, that means you are a person who has not had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to get into, like when Clinton said, I never had sex with that woman,
ah! talking
about intercourse right. versus oral sex.
Right, right.
Or if it means penetration versus right. something else. Mm-hmm. Other people say it has to do with vaginal sex versus anal.
Everybody has different definitions. So.
Yeah, but they're saying that virginity is a social and religious construct and that it's not a medical or scientific definition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So this New York Senate bill is sponsored by Senator Roxanne Persaud and Assemblywoman Michelle Szilagyi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, and also co-sponsored by Rick Gottfried
mm-hmm.
and a few other people, Walter Mosley, Andrew Havesi. So their legislation would subject doctors to penalties of professional misconduct for doing these exams
mm-hmm.
if the bill goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, T.I. disclosed that his daughter's checkups, he was doing this on podcast. He was talking about his daughter's checkups, how he has talked to his daughters about all his kids about sex. And he said, not only do we have the sex conversation, but we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. Now, his daughter, who he's talking about, is Deja Harris, who's now 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to describe how his daughter explained to him that the hymen can tear for a number of reasons that have nothing to do with intercourse, such as riding a bike or athletics, which is medically true. But T.I. pushed all that aside and said, look, Doc, she don't ride no horses, she don't ride no bike, she don't play no sports. So check the hymen and give me my results expeditiously.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to, like, look, do the exam, tell me if she's still a virgin. That's all he wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So his comments quickly generated concern and outrage on social media
yeah,
and whatnot. And one of the people sponsoring the bill said, it's misogynistic, it's appalling. I was horrified to see that this is happening. If a celebrity can impose his power to ensure his 18-year-old daughter gets checked, imagine what's done in households across New York State. So, you know, I mean, this is a bill they're just trying to introduce in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling if they get this done in New York,
mm-hmm.
it'll catch on.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
It's a preliminary thing. It's not going
to Well, no, they're introducing the bill. They're just, it hasn't passed yet.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
If it becomes law for New York, I'm thinking that, you know, other states might jump on the bandwagon and pass their own.
Lord him.
Law, but I mean, I don't know how I feel about that because I do feel like it is a bit misogynistic. The girl is 18.
Right.
How long are you going to keep doing that? I mean,
excuse me.
At any age, it's kind of like that's kind of the but kinda he did, Neanderthal-ish.
He did say that the mother was there, she was present, so they go together. So he doesn't go actually in the room with her.
Well, no,
you know,
no
so.
Legitimate doctor would let him come in the examination
right.
room.
Right.
But I'm saying just the idea that if you ask her, have you been active sexually, and she says no, you don't believe her, so you want to take her to a doctor and have her examined.
I don't think it's to that degree when she goes get her whatever time checkup, year, 2 years, whatever, he's going with her.
But he specifically told the doctor, check the hymen. Tell me if the hymen is intact to determine whether she's still a virgin. That's the whole point of the exam. Mm-hmm. That's all he's trying to find out. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, like, really? That's what you're doing to your daughters? Or to this particular daughter?
I just think they've taken out of contents. I don't even think of that serious.
So you're okay with this?
I just think they've taken what he's saying out of context.
But I'm saying, despite what he's saying, that the end result is that he's taking her to a doctor to check to determine if she's still a virgin.
Well, once she gets this,
how old is she?
She's 18.
Once she gets
what?
She's 18. And he does this every year. She just turned 18, and he still, you know, he did it again this year.
She's going to be bye-bye next year. She'll be like, I don't want you, you know, around doing this or whatever.
I have a problem with this. I just feel
my
like
thing
you know,
is,
that's too much.
It's to each his own, you know. It depends on the family, because I used to be like scrutinize the Will Smith family.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they raise their children. They did it for a reason. I mean, they got their
they did what?
Thing, what they do, just the way they raise their children.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, and when they got a certain age, you know, they went out on their own. I mean, but they raised them differently, you know. So.
But I mean, to me, that's different. I mean, people raise their kids how they raise their kids.
Right.
But this kind of stuff to me is a lot. If you're doing that. It's one thing if you're doing it, but when you go out and publicly talk about it on podcasts, that's for one thing, it's embarrassing to Deja, his daughter.
I agree, but he's been doing it probably since he was probably a teenager. And
probably
it just came
so.
Out. So it's nothing
and
new.
And I think
to that
is like, that's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. It's an individual family thing. It's nothing new to them.
That's a lot.
But he,
I think he's overstepping.
But I think he started talking about it, and then they just blew it out of proportion. So if that's the raise you
see to me, I don't think it's blown out of proportion. It is what it is. It's not even about what you say. Mm-hmm. It's the end result of what you're doing. I don't even care what you say about it. The fact of the matter is that you're taking this child to be examined to determine if she's been sexually active. Mm-hmm. That just seems very Neanderthalish.
Well, it sounds like maybe you just don't trust her.
That's what it sounds
okay.
like.
That's
I'm like,
he don't trust her like
so,
that. If she
well,
says, no, I haven't.
Get her a chastity belt.
You're going to go find out.
And lock her up. Get a chastity belt then, if that's how you feel.
I just say teach his own. Because you wouldn't want nobody to tell you how to raise your child. So that's how they raise their children. And the mother, she seems to be okay with it. Because when they were the red table
I questioned her.
Red table talking.
I questioned her.
He was saying those
what
things.
What woman would want
and
her daughter
subjected like,
to that?
He was just like nodding the head. Like,
I don't
yeah, that's right.
It. Tiny was okay with this?
He was nodding the head like, yeah, it's okay. She didn't say nothing. You probably didn't see the whole red table discussion, but from what I saw, that little clip, she just was nodding the
that
head
is
like.
Too much for me. I ain't with it.
I say teach your song, baby.
I ain't with it.
Don't knock nobody.
I'm knocking it.
Well, if you guys got any questions or comments when we're talking about chassis belts and this and that, hit us up tonight.
It's some foolishness.
914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1 to get in the queue. We got to hear what you're saying.
Oof. All right, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to need a break after that. Chassis belts, this, that, everything locked up. Got
yeah,
key.
Lock it down. All right, we're going to come right back with What's Poppin' with Papa D.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party, www.apajamaparty.com, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now. 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Hi, right, welcome back to the John Party One. Who's Papa Didi? I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir, darling.
All right. We're going to do this.
Your segment. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's going on with you tonight?
Well, there's a lot of things in the news. I mean, you almost got to just pick what you want to really discuss. I mean, I saw a segment the other day on TV that really blew my mind. It was about a car dealership, CBS Morning News with Gail King and the other guy, the younger gentleman in that crew, was doing this segment on new cars and car dealerships. Mm-hmm. And I was enlightened by so much stuff. The biggest thing that got me is that this particular car dealership they went to was so big that they were just massive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving people nowadays loans for like 9 years, 8-9 years,
mm-hmm.
to pay this car back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting ridiculous. You know, you'd be paying for this car for so long.
8-9 years.
8-9 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And I think that's when
that's crazy.
When these people make these little false promises where they say, like, you think these wild commercials. Around the office, we got $30 down, $30 a month.
Yeah, I've seen some
like
a penny.
Does a car even last that long?
8 or 9 years?
Yeah.
Depend
on
the car,
on,
depend on the car. I've had mine.
How you drive it, where you take it to.
Yeah.
You
how you take care of it.
The maintenance on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing how these, especially these F-150 trucks, they're loaded with different things, and they're going for like, oh my goodness, I just can't believe, like $58,000, $60,000. All you got to show for you, well, it's not all you got to show for, but it's amazing how that's instrumental, you know, for giving you time to pay $60,000 over 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see the dealership and see everybody and see. It's just a long time, I think. You know, so much progresses in your life in 9 years, you know. Anyway, that was a story that kind of caught my attention. I never knew they were levying that kind of overhead on people like that. And it's really sad to see. Also, like I said, in the news nowadays, you can just grab stuff out of the sky. I mean, it's almost so many things going on with stuff. I think another issue that I was looking at was the whole impeachment situation. I don't understand how instead of this being a courtroom and everybody sitting back and hearing the evidence and comment on the evidence, they're attacking the evidence. You know, they're beating up on things that when the Democrats say that they're accusing this person of, because they're Republicans, they're very unobjective. They just go on the, you know, especially that one guy who doesn't wear a jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Name,
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he gets on
there.
He's
name
a mess.
Trent or whatever. He's so pro. He's so, so pro 45.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
He is crazy.
And they put him in there at the last minute.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like he's some kind of watchdog. He was on that panel originally.
He's just,
it's
too much. He's
headache. Yeah, he's wild.
Mm-hmm. And don't wear no suit jacket. I just don't understand mm-hmm. it. You're in the Senate. You're supposed to wear a suit jacket.
Yeah, oh, he's just a congressman, thank God.
But still, everybody
he's
wearing a suit
idiot.
Jacket. He don't want to look out the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he sweats a lot or something. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Maybe that's what it is.
I personally don't think that the impeachment is going to get anywhere.
I don't think so either.
No,
you
but
got
it's a good
point,
thing
dude.
That it exposed him and white folks are talking now. They're saying, wow, well, how can he be in office? I mean, I heard some people speak on the other day about Barack. They just kept talking about his impulsive, their jurisdiction. Most people down here are like from Florida area when he could have been changed for the you know, as far as the outcome of this thing is not going to be, it seems like it's a big waste of time. Everything's almost like a waste of time, you know. It seems like Trump has so much leverage that nobody can really corner him. And but this all will come to pass, you know. Nothing comes to stay. Everything comes to pass. And I just want to see where the world, the legacy of him is going to be. Even if he gets reelected, he wants to get reelected because he didn't have time to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 4 years on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be feeling bad about that. He ain't been able to relax. Hadn't really been able to be a real president for 5 minutes. And he's just been on the hot seat the whole time. And he's probably pissed about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants his 4 years back because they gave that man live in hell since the beginning. Huh? Rightfully so, you know.
Yeah, that was of his own doing.
Yeah, that's true. He don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Some stuff comes out of his mouth. It's unbelievable.
Totally.
For sure. Mm-mm-mm. I guess he's on the kisser list, 45.
Always.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, I ended with that.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, thank you for that report. For what's popping for tonight. And let's see, what's up for tonight? Oh, we got the weirdness. Are we going to keep going or are we going to break?
I'm ready. Lighten up a little bit.
All right, well, let's do it.
All right. Cats to be put on leashes to protect wildlife.
Oh, say it, ain't so.
This is in Brussels. Put domestic cats on a leash to better protect threatened birds and the environment. Oh, they run out of birds. The European Union says that would deny mankind furry friend its unalienable right to roam.
Mm-hmm.
The EU's executive said Thursday that this is a strong defender of free movement rights, including of cats, and categorically denied it would ever force cats to be kept indoors or on a leash. Oh, Lord.
So they want the cats to be able to just go out and do what they do.
Yeah, but apparently something about the birds. So let me finish. Tilburn University scientists wrote in Oxford's Journal of Environmental Law that free-ranging domestic cats, quote-unquote, impact biodiversity through predation.
Okay.
Disturbance, competition, disease, and hypernization, and added that the predatory impact is worse than often assumed. They argued that EU laws and directives could effectively force owners to keep them indoors or on leash indoors. So apparently they're saying that they're detrimental to
so they are here attacking birds, and that's messing with the circle of life.
I think
if they take a certain bird out.
I guess the birds can't produce, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's
what
it is. But they're going to put the cats on leashes.
I've never seen a cat on a leash.
No, I haven't either.
Is that even a thing?
I've only seen that in movies or something crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about cats on leashes.
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen that one, Papa Didi?
That's
a bit much. Cats going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, cats like to have their own freedom. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll move on.
All right.
Let's see. Let's go to Papa Didi. Papa Didi, what you got for us tonight on the weird news?
No, my turn again, huh?
Mm-hmm. We keeping you busy
going
tonight.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Florida dog drives in reverse.
Uh-oh.
This is Port St. Lucie in Florida. Florida authorities said they responded to a rude vehicle spinning in reverse around a suburban cul-de-sac with a lone occupant inside, a black Labrador retriever.
Mm-mm.
Okay, news outlets reported residents calling police Thursday after seeing a dog trapped in climbing around in the car as it spun in circles in reverse in a Port St. Lucie neighborhood. Police said they think the dog's owner stepped away from a running car, and that's when the pet knocked into reverse. Neighbor Ann Sable said that she watched the furry speed racer take out a mailbox and a trash can.
Oh, God. Go speed racer.
Yeah, he was backing up. He knocked out. Had lucky. Sable said the dog was in high spirits after being rescued, hadn't it jumped out of the car and wagged his tail.
He had fun.
Police stopped the joyride by punching a passcode into the driver's door. No one was hurt. Punching a passcode
into the driver's door?
I don't understand that.
What kind of car was this?
They did a passcode in the driver's door. What do you mean? They maybe had to put a code in the car to get it
But it said in the driver's door.
Yeah, some.
I've seen cars
that
unlock. Oh, maybe they unlocked the door and got the dog out.
Right.
Okay. That's why it's the weirdness. Okay, I got one for you. This one's up in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. Mm-hmm. An Alaska man was found with $400,000 in illegal drugs hidden in spoiled goat intestines at an airport. Oh, my God. He was arrested. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Sanen Placencia of Kodiak, Alaska, was arrested Wednesday at Anchorage's International Airport. Investigators with Alaska State Troopers searched a large fish box that the 71-year-old man had checked as luggage, according to an affidavit filed with the charges. Placencia gave his consent to search. Inside the box was loosely wrapped frozen meat with multiple small pieces of meat frozen together, which Placencia had consented to the meat being thawed out for further investigation. Oh, gosh. Investigators smelled the odor of rotting meat as it thawed, and a police dog detected the presence of drugs. Before the meat finished thawing, Placencia withdrew his consent for search and prompted authorities to obtain a search warrant. Resuming the search, investigators found packages wrapped in plastic that contained 740 grams of heroin and 389 grams of meth. Placencia had been heading back to Kodiak when he was arrested, initially booking a morning flight and later rebooking for an afternoon flight. Before the flight departed, he agreed to be interviewed, and he told investigators that he packed the bag himself, and he denied all knowledge of the drugs. Now, if you packed it, how are you going to say, I don't know how those drugs got in there?
Because you can.
So Placencia told investigators that he bought the goat intestines for $140 from a California rancher for his own consumption.
Oh, Lord.
He was later taken into custody at the Anchorage jail, and a message left late Friday afternoon at the Federal Public Defender Agency was not returned. Placencia was arraigned Friday today on the charge of possession with intent to distribute controlled substances.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what were you thinking?
Yeah, he gone.
Why would you tell them, I give you permission to go ahead and search when you know good and well
I know.
You got heroin and meth in some goat intestines in your thing.
He gave the okay. He said, oh, sure, go right in.
Yeah, go ahead and check. And then when the dog sniffed out the drugs, he was like, okay, I changed my mind. Now you can't check my stuff. So they went and got a search warrant so they could go ahead and check it anyway. Ooh, he is special.
He done had some of his substance stuff.
He must have, because that didn't even make sense. All right, well, that's the end of the weird news.
Well, that's why he says weird news.
Yeah, it was showing up.
He acted a fool.
Gosh, that was just stupid.
I know.
You knew what you had done.
Then he's going to say yes to the search.
And then when you get busted, the dog sniffed you out. You say, okay, I changed my mind. Take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Stupid criminals. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're coming back with, I'm just saying, with moi.
Okay.
Let's see. You want to take a music break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's see who we got up tonight. Oh, let's see. We got some Prince. We've got
always have
Usher. We've got...
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Let's
hear
some Usher.
Usher? Okay, let's go to Usher. We'll be right back.
We come together. It's a miracle.
Better than walking on water. I'm breathing in faith. Bigger than living forever. Making it rain. Miracle. Could I forget when you're the only thought in my head? Take my hand, girl, let's get lost. And we know where to find. It's like heaven when we collide. The world slows down as our hearts beat up. When the lights go out, get a fiery love to be. It's something that I believe, and I see you all around. So glad that I found, that I found you.
Drop dead sex, drop dead gold. Now then, anything you know, then you know.
Better than walking in a water. I'm breathing in faith. Bigger than living forever. Making it rain. Miracle.
Welcome back to the John Party. One of those Papa D. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darling. Mm-hmm. And it's time for I'm Just Saying. With moi.
Okay.
I thought I was going to get an intro, but I'll do my own intro.
I know that's right. Okay, moi.
That's right. This is I'm Just Saying. And tonight, I want to talk about Amazon's Alexa. You know, they got some new stuff they're trying to do with Alexa, and I'm a fan of Alexa, but I don't know if I'm a fan of this. So I'm just saying, I have enough emotion. I was reading about how Amazon is introducing emotion with its Alexa products. Do we really need that? I'm just asking. It's bad enough when you ask Alexa something and she says, and notice I'm saying she instead of it. She says, I'm not sure about that, or I don't know about that. And, you know, it makes you feel some kind of way. But if she starts answering me with attitude or some kind of emotion, I might want to slap her.
Uh-uh.
I'm just saying, I have enough emotion, okay? Amazon is enabling Alexa to emote excitement or disappointment. And I'm just not sure how I feel about that. Now, it took me some time to get used to having Alexa around, and now I'm going to have to deal with hers and my emotions? That's just too much for me. Too much. I'm just saying. I have enough emotion for the both of us. Amazon has previously expanded Alexa's voice range, adding a newscaster-style voice back in January, as well as English accents. And this week, they've added, they call it a music style, which imitates a radio DJ to Alexa's repertoire. Now, the company has said that they were going to feature Samuel L. Jackson's voice later this year. But they've been saying that for a while now, and it's almost December. I've been waiting for the Samuel L.'s voice because I wanted to get it. I was willing to pay for it. I said, bring it on. I think that would be fun. It'd be entertaining to hear Samuel when I talk to Alexa. And I did check on the British accent thing, and apparently it's set up to work if you have a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can just get it if, you know, you have a regular English accent. But Amazon says initial tests say that people like the emotion versus a monotone response. Excuse me. Which makes sense. Nobody wants to talk to a flat tone computer voice. But I still don't know how I feel about the emotion part. So, I'm just saying, if Alexa's going to give me emotion, I don't know.
You right over there? You getting that much emotion?
I get choked up.
Okay.
Mm. Now, did you know that 25% of the population has some kind of voice response device similar to Alexa? Whether it's a Microsoft device or a Google or the Amazon device. These things are becoming widespread all across the country, and I understand why. They're fun, and they're convenient. I use it all the time, for real. Sometimes when I'm trying to solve a math problem or a geography thing, like if I want to know where a certain place is, a country or a city or something, or how far something is from someplace else, or a trivia thing, you know, when did so-and-so die, when was somebody born. It's real quick and convenient for things like that. And like I said, I'm definitely a fan of the Alexa devices, but I'm just not sure about this whole emotion thing. You know, if I ask Alexa something, I don't necessarily need her to sound excited or sound sad about the response. Just tell me the answer. That's enough for me. I don't know how other people feel, but that's enough for me. You know, I just feel like we got enough to deal with without getting emotions from an artificial intelligence device. You know, do we need that for real? I don't know. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, I like my Alexa without the emotions. Just tell me what I asked for, and holy emotions. That's all I'm saying tonight.
Okay.
I don't think I need all that.
Okay.
There he is. Tell me what I'm asking. If I ask you who won the football game, I don't need you to sound all hyped or sound sad. Just tell me the result.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, I think it's a 50-50. Some people want that. Some people want emotion. There was a movie like that. The guy fell in love with his Siri or whatever.
Well, you know, people got issues. I just feel like it's fine if you develop the way to do it, but give me the option.
Right.
Don't just give it to me, and next time I ask Alexa what time it is, or if I set an alarm and I hit snooze, and then the next time that thing comes on, she's all hyped up because I hit snooze three times. So I'm like, this is the third time you've hit snooze. It's time to get up. I don't want to hear that.
And no attitude in the voice.
No, don't.
Just be a mechanical device.
Yeah, just tell me what I want to know.
And that's it.
That's enough. All right, we're going to take a quick CC break, and we're coming back with Papa Didi.
Living for the city.
And Living for the City. Living for the City on the Pajama Party Show. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new cocktail to serve at your next dinner party? Trying to figure out what pairs well with your main entree? Then you need to visit the Cocktail of the Week archive at apajamaparty.com. We've got a list of all the cocktails we've featured on previous pajama party shows with recipes and pictures of the drinks. And believe me, we've had some good ones. And while you're on the website, visit the archives for previous shows. Just click on any date and you can hear the shows again and again. We've got you covered at apajamaparty.com. And tell a friend. They'll thank you.
Hi, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bon bon.
Okay, bon bon.
Woo, it's time for Living for the City with Papa D.D.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in the city, Papa?
Well, I can honestly say the weather, really.
Mm.
I don't think, just to give an update on things, I don't think you should be fooled by this weather. I mean, I was, me personally, I was out for about 3-4 weeks, you know, recovering from an injury. And I go outside last night for the first time, and I was amazed how cold the weather got, and I wasn't dressed for it at all. So just make sure that you know, tip outside for a minute and see what's happening out there and dress accordingly. You ain't got to go crazy with stuff, you know, but dressing in layers is a good thing. This way you can peel off the layers when you have to, but don't get caught out there. People getting sick every day by thinking the weather's going to be good until December like it normally is. Nah, we got a nor'easter right now. That chilled up the joint.
Mm-hmm.
It chilled up for a while. So, which means everything is going to die, all your vegetation, and you don't see no more bugs, no more mosquitoes. You know, that's one good thing. I don't know where they go. They come back around May 1st. You know, terrorizing people. That's about it, really. I just wanted to put that warning out there about the weather. Don't let it fool you up. You know.
It has been crazy weather.
Mm-hmm. Man, I think they're getting snow. A lot of places.
It was cold enough.
So. They're calling for snow in the D.C. area, I think next week. I don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah, isn't that what they said, Papa D?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. All right. So Papa said go out there and what you supposed to do? Lick your finger and hold your finger up in the air?
Oh, Lord.
To see what's going on.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, see which way the wind is going.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. Well, thank you for that one. Go ahead and see. All right. Let's see. You want to roll on?
Yeah.
The Hollywood wrap-up?
It's up to y'all.
Hey, let's do it.
Okay.
You ready for us?
Yeah.
All right. What's going on in the Hollywood land?
I'll just see what's going on. Well, we got a surprise, surprise. All people in Walmart. Sia, the lady that wears the hair on her face, she posed as a lottery winner and paid for shoppers' Thanksgiving groceries.
All right.
At Walmart. That's my people. That's my people.
Your favorite hangout.
Yeah, but she didn't have her hair in her face. I mean, she exposed herself. But check this out. She said she was a lottery winner, and that's how she was paying for people's groceries. It said, in addition to seeing loved ones and exchanging gifts for the holiday, Sia clearly understands this because recently she decided to go undercover at Walmart and pay for a lot of other people's groceries. This happened on Wednesday. Sia posted up near the register at Walmart in Palm Springs. She just recently bought a house in 2013 in Palm Springs. She told everybody that she was a lottery winner named Cece and paid for their groceries. Some of those who benefited from Sia's generosity posted about the experience on social media. I guess they probably crashed social media. One person wrote, tell me why the lady buying everyone items at my Walmart was the singer Sia. Totally didn't know it was her. I kept thanking her because she was buying customers' baskets full of items. And she did not once ask for any recognition. She said, bless her heart. I mean, at least we're getting some good in the neighborhood.
And that was nice.
Mm-hmm. And she looks totally different. No makeup, no nothing. She only had a little head down, boy. I'm telling you.
I don't even know what she really looks like.
You just have to look it up on YouTube. You'll be like, okay. talk about in the neighborhood, Tom Hanks. He almost initially passed this role as Mr. Rogers, the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. They have been putting it out in some film festivals, but it's supposed to open. I think it's already open. It's out now. It's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. They said that he talked with Mr. Rogers' widow, which was Joanne Rogers, and I guess it just had to build for him. You know, I guess he had to get the reinsurance that I can do it and yada yada. Probably the ching too. That probably helped too.
Yeah, so. Talking about that chat.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? This script is really good.
But, he's like a spitting image of Mr. Rogers. So.
Yeah. When I saw that promo for it, I was like, wow, they got the right person.
I know. You know, nothing like they were talking earlier about Julia Roberts being...
Don't even talk about it.
That was crazy. She's
trying to play a slave.
Yes, really? Please.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It don't even make any sense. But that shows how far removed that Hollywood is.
Mm-hmm. Dumb executives.
Yeah, talking about executives. Celebrities took to Twitter over the Thanksgiving holiday to support actress Gabrielle Union and slam NBC after the network dropped her as a judge on America's Got Talent. Now, she had a 3-year contract, and they cut her in the first year. She raised concerns about racist incidents on the set, including that her hairstyles were, quote-unquote, too black for the audience. Stars from Hamilton, creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jemele Hill, she was having some things with on her network.
On ESPN.
Yep. Ariana Grande and the presidential candidate Julian Castro, they tweeted their support for the actress who was labeled as quote unquote difficult by fellow judge Simon Cowell. Now she had mentioned that Simon Cowell, he was smoking, you know, in the area where they were, but I guess he's the producer so he can do anything he wants, I guess. Jemele Hill, she also pointed out that labeling black women is difficult in the workplace is an old racist trope. You know, that's sad. That's just saying that what all women, black women are what, difficult?
That's what some people say.
That's not right. So like I said, she had a 3-year contract. She was let go after only 1 year after she raised concerns with the racist incidents on set. She said even Jay Leno, he made an anti-Asian joke allegedly made by the comedian Jay Leno that was edited out of the final cut.
On America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm. Also, Judge Howie Mandel, that a respected black South African choir, I remember this, they should sing something from The Lion King. I mean, if that's not racist, come on now. why all black people got to sing certain things?
Yeah.
You know, quote unquote, what Trump.
What if they were singing opera? Was that going to be a problem?
See what I'm saying? Look, Aretha Franklin, she did it. She did it well.
Sure did.
Yeah. But I'm glad she broke her silence. She broke her silence on Twitter, and she had all this support. The young lady from Grey's Anatomy, Pompeo, this is a teaching moment. It's important, white girls, I'm talking to you, whether you truly understand what racial injustice is or not, that you stand with your sisters on the front line. Don't cut side deals and don't get involved because it is in your issue, because it is.
Mm.
Right now.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, Miss Ellen. And her name Ellen Pompeo?
Yes.
Okay.
Plus, she's an African-American husband, so I guess it helps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So,
okay.
I mean, you know, it struggle.
I thought she was just a woke white woman.
Okay. The struggle is real.
All right.
Okay. Halle Berry. She was...
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. She was seen out with a black eye. Halle Berry landed on the streets of New Jersey with a swollen black eye. Rest assured that Halle Berry was not found once in a fight or in any common scenario which could result in a black eye. She is the writer, producer, everything, starring in this movie. It's called Bruised.
Ah.
So that's why. Yep. So.
Okay.
She's coming out soon.
I was about to say.
I have to check out. You ever seen the movie John Wick?
I saw the first one.
It's
Keanu Reeves?
Uh-huh. It's three installments. They said she played in the third one.
Yeah, see, after the first one, I was done with that.
Okay, so you didn't like it?
It was okay.
It wasn't your kind of movie?
No, not really.
Okay. But I would watch it. I mean, I have to see one, two, and three. I've never seen, you know, none of them. So. Well, they had a big shindig saying farewell to an icon. They had Cissy Tyson, Lenny Kravitz, Angela Bassett, and more. They honored Diane Carroll. The best in black excellence gathered to bid Diane Carroll farewell. There were plenty of hugs and handshakes in the crowd. Attendees like Samuel Jackson, Felicia Rashad, Leigh Underwood. They were celebrating life, not mourning a loss. After all, the trailblazer was the first black woman to win a Tony for the best actress in a musical. That was in 62. I'm just born. No Strings. In Julia, that was my show, came the first black woman to lead in a primetime television and non-domestic role. In 69, she went on to win a Golden Globe for Julia as best actress in a television series. Hail to the Queen. Carol, she passed and she was 84 years old. Yep, she had a lot of accomplishments. Miss Carol only had one daughter. Her name was Suzanne Kay.
You said what?
I'm sorry, Miss Carol she only has one daughter.
Oh, I thought you said she, like, passed him.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Suzanne Kay.
Okay.
But he has a big wig coming out, honoring girlfriend. That's nice. Really nice. All right. I think that's the Hollywood wrap-up.
Okay. And I did have one more to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find the details of it. Berry Gordy had a street named in Hollywood for him.
Oh, okay.
Berry Gordy Square, a street in Hollywood named for the founder of Motown.
That's good.
But I can't find any more details other than that. So you can check that out.
Okay.
But looks like after his retirement, and I know they just had an anniversary of... I want to
Motown.
Say like 50 years, 60 years, something like
Motown,
that.
Motown, yeah.
Yeah, Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Motown's doing their thing.
That's nice. So I wonder who takes the reign now. If I swear you can still get some residuals.
I don't know.
That's going to be
I don't know. I wonder if Smokey's still writing songs. Because Smokey was cranking out like two songs a day.
But you know what? He can live off his residuals. He ain't got to write another song.
Forever and ever and ever. Yes, indeed.
He really could. Because I think, you know, sometimes they put stuff in the archives that they didn't touch, that they didn't think could be a hit. So they just risk. He could reel out two songs a year and be fine.
There you go. Take it out the vault.
I know that's right. Isn't that what Disney do?
That's every what Disney year? That's what, in a sense, that's what Prince did.
Hey.
He had all that stuff. Well, he didn't do it, but
right.
his estate
right.
has
He'll
been slow.
Right. Right.
Dripping stuff out of the vault.
They probably could put stuff out for another 100 years.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Well, it could be one song a year, and then people go crazy.
Uh-huh. I'd be one of
I know you would.
I'd be right there like, what? New
Look, you wearing this color tonight.
Uh-huh, wearing my purple. All right. You ready for the cocktail of the week?
Sure am.
I know I am. I've been sipping on it.
It's called Unrequited Love Punch.
Ooh.
I'm going to let Red Wine explain to you what unquieted means. A fruit-forward cocktail with a dry edge.
Mm.
So, we have 2 ounces of Jack Daniel's Old Number 7. You got to get the Old Number 7.
Old Number 7.
2 ounces of cranberry juice, 1/2 ounce of pineapple juice. Papa Didi would like this. 1/2 ounce of orange juice, ginger ale.
Mm.
So, what we're going to do is half fill the shaker with cube ice. Add all ingredients except the ginger ale, because you're going to shake it vigorously for 10 seconds.
Shake it, shake it.
3/4 fill a highball glass with cubed ice. Strain the liquid into the glass. You all right over there?
Shake it.
Top with ginger ale and add an orange slice to garnish. This is called the
unrequited
love punch.
Love punch.
Down with the
unrequited is when you have love in one direction.
Right then.
It's like when you got a thing for somebody, but they don't have a thing for you.
All right.
So this love punch goes like in one direction, and it's all good. That's all I'm saying. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's gonna go down one direction, down my throat.
I know that's right. It's the good stuff.
Yeah,
tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Right. Well.
All right. Well, that's the cocktail of the week. You can find it on the website at apajamaparty.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sponsored by our parent company, DCHomegrown.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out as well. Let's see. Let's talk about the Kiss It list. Let's see. Papa Didi, can you tell the people what is the Kiss It list?
What is the Kiss It list?
Mm-hmm. Break it down.
It's an award like anything else, you know. For doing well, messing up, joining joint. If their hands are folded throughout the campaigns, I don't know what the
Kiss It list?
Yeah, the one you just talked about, a little, plenty of people want to kiss or might go on a kiss.
Oh, okay. No, we're just talking about what is the Kiss It list.
All right, well, it's somewhere in the corner, like cornering a rat. We corner you on a
What the hell?
Man, we liked you up.
We're going to cut him off. Here you
yes.
Hand on more unquieted.
A more unrequited love punch for Papa Didi. All right, I'll start it off. I have the Alabama Preservation Act. Put those people on the Kiss It list because they were the ones who have a rule in Alabama that says anything, any statues, and I guess other artifacts and things that have been around for 40 years can't be touched. And I think that's a crock of crap. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Keep up with the time. So they're on the Kiss It list. Also, we've got Danielle Stella, angry white woman. Oh, that's the woman who was running against, who is running against Ilhan Omar, I think is her last name, the congresswoman from Minnesota, who was saying stuff like if she is found to be treasonous or something, that she should be hanged, she should be killed, and all this other stuff. This woman, Danielle Stella, you're on the Kiss It list because you are over the top. You're doing too much. Also, we had Simon Cowell for just being Simon Cowell, for doing racist stuff and for firing Gabrielle Union because she's just too black for you. You're on the Kiss It list. We got 45, as usual, on the Kiss It list.
Roger Goodell.
There was another one who I don't have the name, but it was one of the college teams that was disqualified.
Yep.
Because he did like a
dog
imitation
thing.
Of a dog urinating when he got a touchdown.
Yep.
And they've been eliminated from the whatever bowl or something that they were going to, something like that. And I was like, you know what? to penalize the whole team like that to me was excessive.
Right.
It's just excessive.
Yeah,
so, I mean, they're saying it was an obscene gesture, and I'm like, okay, he was on the ground and he lifted one leg like a dog. Okay. I'm not saying it was right, but really, was it worth, I mean, did you have to disqualify the whole team or take away their chances at it moving forward in the ball, you know?
And then the guy missed the field goal, and that was my stuff.
Yeah.
That was my stuff. Yeah. Right, the whole team shouldn't have to suffer.
No.
They should have just either told him he had to get off the field or something. I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, if you want to penalize somebody, penalize the person who did it, not the whole team. You got anybody else for the list?
Roger Goodell, Kraft, all of them.
Oh, yeah. All of them. Oh, and Nunes. Whatever, how you pronounce his name, that congressman who's always talking smack, and the guy who never wears a jacket. Him, put him on the list. Mitch McConnell, put him on the kiss it list. If there are no other winners this week, we have a gift for everybody on the kiss it list.
Kiss Ready. My entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better.
Kiss my ass.
You can just kiss my ass. Baby, you can just kiss my ass. Oh.
You can kiss my country ass. I said if you got a problem with any of that, you can kiss my natural born redneck to the bone.
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. One of your hosts, Papa DJ. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Woo. Well, we about to wrap it up. It's time for the last word. What's your last word tonight, Papa DJ?
My last word is, I'm getting better.
okay.
I'm getting dogged also at the same time.
Oh, Lord. I don't know by whom.
Crucified. You know, I had a major operation on the 7th of November, and it's been about 3 weeks now. Just as a heel, but I'm still gingerly moving around. And Kellen Rare Wine is making a joke out of it.
You're doing fine. We're happy for you.
That is not true.
That sound like them lying Republicans. That was an inside joke.
Yeah. Time for the alibi stage of it. Anyway, but not 100%, but I'm still able to move around a little bit. Still hurting, still knocking down painkillers. You know, hopefully I don't get addicted to them. As it would happen. That's where it begins. Well, remember, I got hooked. An operation there, my prescription, and I've been hooked ever since. And now they do it.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Well, hopefully you won't.
Anyway,
We'll have to fire you.
What's your last word, everyone? You finished, Paul?
Yeah, I'm finished. Just kick me out of the door.
My last word is happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, think about the things that you have and don't focus on what you don't have. Be grateful. You know, it's a season of gratitude. Let's just be grateful. That's all I have.
You short and sweet tonight? What's up with you?
I'm always short and sweet.
No, you're not.
I can't be anything but.
Okay. Oh, short and sweet wine, right?
There you go.
Okay. My last word is about a special person. He was born November 29th, 1933. Got a little point for him. One of a kind, a rare find. No one like him. His nickname was Jim. He was a friend, educator, financial advisor, and my dad.
Wow.
but am not sad. I just remember a brave and courageous man. He always was lending a helping hand. He taught me life lessons, and when I was around him, class was always in session. I miss your smile and laughter. Rest in peace, Dad. Happy birthday in heaven. That's my last word.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
All right.
And give me the snaps.
All right.
All right. Well, we're signing off tonight.
Yep.
Go and enjoy what's left of Black Friday. Don't overdo it.
I know that.
Stopping.
Don't knock nobody down. Be courteous.
Yeah, be courteous. Don't run over anybody.
I don't want to hear about nothing on news.
People don't look forward to it.
Don't spend what you don't have.
The girl on news was saying, I was surprised. I was expecting them to be fighting and carrying on. But,
oh, my God.
But everything was good. I said, wait a minute. You went out there expecting
I
a
know.
Fight?
Yeah, she I did. Know.
She was expecting a fight.
She was ready.
I'm like, wow.
No, that's how they are.
Sometimes that's what people need in their lives. But, I mean, not that entertainment.
Looking for the drama.
I know, not that entertainment.
I think people just, a lot of people stayed home and did their shopping online. And the folk who wanted to be out there
right.
came
to
the
mall. Right.
All right, well, let's say goodnight and get on out of here so we can go catch the last of the sales.
All right.
All right. Say goodnight, Papa.
Good night, everybody.
And say goodnight, Kel.
Good night, everybody. And please
Red
be
wine.
Safe.
Be safe. It's Red Wine. We're signing out. Check us out online, apajamaparty.com. See you next Friday. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Put some of us today, growing up that day, put some of us today, party crew.